episode 386, The Sci-Fi Christian, A Star Wars Story, and other news.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiMono. We are back. Yeah. Back. Talking about the news. All that news.
Ben, I have a lot of Star Wars news. I have a lot of Disney news. Well, here's the thing. Disney had their own little convention, which they called D23. And so there's lots of Star Wars, Marvel, and, well, Pixar and Disney in general news.
What do you think would happen to me?
If you went to D23?
If I went to D23.
I don't know, but our friend Daniel Butcher, he was going to go a couple years back.
Yeah.
2 years to be exact. But it happened to fall on my wedding weekend, and he was in my wedding, as you
right.
were. And so he had to skip it. So I feel kind of bad that he missed that, because I'm sure for him, a huge Disney fan, it's probably like one of the greatest events of the year.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't like big crowds,
I would love
even
to go
when
to
I enjoy things. Why? It's Disney.
I know, but between the two of us, I actually like Disney products, and you don't.
No, you don't. Nobody actually likes Disney. No. People, you haven't learned anything in what I've said about Disney, is that no one actually likes Disney.
Okay. I don't think we agree, but can you give me a little bit of why? Are you just trying to be funny, or do you have an actual reason?
Disney is just, it's marketing manipulation.
What?
That's all it is that it draws you in and makes you think you're enjoying things that you're not actually enjoying.
I don't think that's true, but let's move on.
Go back, everyone, listen to the Disney World disaster, and you'll see.
But that's specifically about the theme park.
Well, that especially.
Okay.
That especially.
All right. Yeah. So I titled this episode, The Sci-Fi Christian, A Star Wars Story, as a sort of joke on what we found out is the new titles for the anthology series.
Right.
Or anthology movies. Before, we weren't really... I mean, they didn't really have a subtitle. They were under this umbrella of Star Wars anthology movies. And what I mean by that, those are the movies that aren't Episode 7, Episode 8, Episode 9.
Right.
But now it's going to be... Well, they gave the example... This is the full movie title, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Don't like it.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't like it either. I'm not 100% against it, but first instinct is...
Are they all
going to
have
weird.
That subtitle?
Yeah, so let's say Young Han, A Star Wars Story.
See, that's kind of unusual.
Boba Fett, Origins, A Star Wars Story.
Wow, that one's too many.
I made those up.
Right.
I don't know any of the other titles other than Rogue One.
Do you think that after Episode 9, they're going to continue to number the episodes?
That's a good question, a really good question. I don't know what they'll do.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they probably will, but I don't know. So is this still the plan? And I believe it is, that they'll do an episode one every other year, and then the opposite year they're doing a Star Wars story?
Yeah, that's how it's scheduled now.
Okay, and we got the confirmation on the director for 9?
Colin Trevorrow. I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know either, but he was the director of Jurassic World. We heard the rumor about that, so we've already talked about it, but it's confirmed this last weekend.
Yeah, this does nothing for me. I didn't see Jurassic World. I saw Safety Not Guaranteed, and I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people who were enthusiastic about Jurassic World, and such as yourself, you enjoyed it, but your reaction was, it was okay.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, J.J. Abrams, I don't think he's a great director, but he seems like a good, let's give everybody back in and excited about the franchise. And Rian Johnson seems like he's a, you know, really solid choice from his work on Looper and Breaking Bad and all of that. And then Colin Trevorrow, however you say it, is just meh.
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, we'll see. Maybe he'll be great. Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's talk about our different Star Wars, Disney, Pixar, Marvel news. So I know, so from your list.
Well, should we keep doing Star Wars?
Yeah, just give me what you have for Star Wars.
George Lucas announced that Goofy was the inspiration for Jar Jar Binks.
That's interesting.
Stupid.
I heard he still wants to go out of his way to try to make people love Jar Jar.
Well, yeah, it was like a 3-minute speech that he gave, and he mostly talked about Jar Jar Binks, and it included the quote, "I love Jar Jar Binks."
Wow. Well, I don't know what to say.
I think he's lying. I don't think he was inspired by Goofy. I think that he is sitting there with a bunch of Disney fans who like Goofy, and he's like, oh, I can make them like Jar Jar if I tie him to Goofy. No, you can't. Absolute nonsense.
All right, what else you got?
Well, I don't know. We talked about this a little over Facebook, you and I, that I'm starting to feel a little skeptical about this Star Wars plan. And I think, you know, I've always been a little skeptical about it. But I think where I started to feel more skeptical-er this last week was when it suddenly clicked for me, and I don't know why it didn't click before now, but the fact that when we get this young Han Solo movie, someone besides Harrison Ford is going to be playing Han Solo, and that, it just hit me this week. That feels very wrong. I'm not okay with that turn of events.
Interesting. Yeah, and I mentioned to you on Facebook that, you know, people have been talking about superhero fatigue.
Right.
Is that going to set in? And I started thinking, I think what people are going to now be starting to worry about is Star Wars fatigue.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you look at the superhero movie schedule, there's three or four a year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be eventually three from just Marvel.
Right.
They already have two a year. So, yeah, maybe 3 to 5 a year superheroes. And as a superhero fan, that's overwhelming to me.
Right.
So Star Wars, I mean, I know it's only one a year, but still, it's like,
but Star
where
Wars
is the anticipation?
Yeah, exactly. It's always been an event. I mean, you think, like, when we were growing up and first watching it, we were obviously too young to see the original trilogy in theaters, but there was always that rumor, oh, they're going to do more. There's going to be new prequels and everything. And then even when the prequels hit, and they kind of suck, there was still this sense of anticipation of, okay, episode one was bad, but we got episode two coming, and it's, you know, there's 3 years between them, and so you have a chance to kind of start to see the first images. And it was that sense of anticipation that a Star Wars movie coming out is an event, and I think you feel that right now with episode seven coming out. But are you going to feel that for episode 15
mm-hmm.
in 3 years? Which I know is a slight exaggeration, but still, you know what I mean. I don't think I'm okay with it. Not okay with it.
I'm worried, but optimistically, no. What am I saying?
Yeah.
What's the word? I'm looking for something optimistic.
You're cautiously?
Cautiously optimistic.
I'm cautiously pessimistic.
As usual, but that's okay.
I mean, do we really need to see, like, Yoda goes through puberty, which is where these films are going to go within a decade? They're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel, because what's going to happen, the Star Wars is in a unique place, whereas you think about, like, the superhero movies, there's, you know, thousands of characters and all these comics that they can draw on for the movies. But where I think the movies for franchises like that become less successful is when they try and kind of branch out on their own and introduce new characters on their own or whatever. And so especially for Star Wars, that's going to have the most success when it's tied to things George Lucas already created, especially created for the original trilogy. And that's why you're seeing, oh, young Han Solo, Boba Fett, Rogue One, which is set around the time of the first Death Star and everything, mm-hmm. even though it's going to have new characters. And so what you're going to wind up with is, I don't think it's going to be successful if we jump ahead 200 years and we've got some random Jedi, and that's all that the connection is to the original material. And so you are going to get to the point where it's, we've done everybody under the sun's origin story, and, you know, it's rebellious Yoda who is slamming his bedroom door. You don't understand me, Mom and Dad. Or maybe it would be, understand me not, you do, Mom and Dad.
Right, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What else we got for Star Wars? Those are good thoughts, though. I don't want to blow past those. I think that is an actual concern. Hey, did you hear the runtime was released? This is good news.
It is good news.
So I think it's, if I don't have it in front of me.
124.
Yeah, I was going to say 124 minutes, and that's the second shortest Star Wars movie.
Right. A New Hope, right?
A New Hope was 121 minutes. Empire was 124. Jedi was 131. Manus was 133. Then we get much larger. Attack of the Clones, 142, and Revenge of the Sith, 140.
Yeah, I think Phantom Menace felt like it was 331.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
I got my wife on board to rewatch the original trilogy with me before we do our Star Wars episode.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Are you
going to
watch the prequels?
No, I will watch Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, but I refuse to watch Phantom Menace. I'm putting my foot down.
What is Dez's Star Wars experience?
You know, I don't know her full origin story when it comes to Star Wars. I mean, I know she's seen all the movies.
Okay.
She didn't seem pumped to rewatch them with me, but she will.
Yeah. She said she would.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I at least want her to watch the original trilogy just to get pumped up for this new one. Right. I'm sure she'll see Force Awakens with me.
Right.
So, all right. What do we got here? Any other Star Wars news? I guess there are some related to the theme parks.
Oh, Mads Mikkelsen is going to be in Rogue One, so that's exciting.
Oh, that's Hannibal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they did reveal the age of young Han Solo for the movies.
It's like 17.
Nah, it says, well, I guess I could be right. High teens to low 20s. But here's the quick log line for it. The story focuses on how young Han Solo became the smuggler, thief, and scoundrel whom Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi first encountered in the cantina at Mos Eisley. Mos Eisley. How do you say that?
Mos Eisley.
Mos?
Yeah.
Mos Eisley.
$10 says Chris Pratt still gets cast as him.
Was that ever in the running? Was he?
Well, I don't know if he's ever been officially in the running, but I think he's in the running for everything right now.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah, maybe it will be him. I could totally see that.
17-year-old Han Solo.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got from anything Disney related?
Orlando Bloom is going to be in Pirates of the Caribbean 5 because it needed an extra dose of charisma, apparently.
Yeah, I have nothing to say about this. What else?
I don't know if I have anything else from D23, except I didn't like it.
All right. I'll throw out a bunch of things here. So Disney announced massive Star Wars theme park plans for Orlando and Anaheim.
Ugh.
They also, let me make sure I get the right info here. They also have plans, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but a couple years back before they had acquired Star Wars, I think they made this deal with, who's the movie studio that did Avatar? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, James Cameron. Yeah. Sure.
I don't know, but they made a deal for doing this world of Avatar at Disney. And it's like, I think they did it too quick where they didn't realize, wait, people don't actually love Avatar, but they're now contractually...
Well, people loved Avatar for about 6 months.
Yeah. But now they're contractually obligated to do this, so they revealed the details on, like I said, the Star Wars part of the park, the world of Avatar. They have a new Iron Man ride and a Toy Story Land.
Avatar is kind of a bizarre phenomenon when you think about it, because it's the largest grossing domestic movie of all time. It broke 700 mm-hmm. million. And I guess you could say something similar happened to Titanic, where there's kind of the initial excitement, then a backlash. But I still think Titanic is, at least visually, a very impressive movie mm-hmm. for the way that it, especially for its time and the way that it recreated things. So I think there's still, even if there are parts of Titanic that are cheesy and overdone, and nobody ever needs to hear Celine Dion sing that song again, Avatar doesn't have that. Like, it was, it started a 3D craze that everyone hates now, mm-hmm. Except for the people who still keep going to 3D movies, apparently. But, you look at Avatar, and there's nothing in there like there is with Titanic, where people kind of say, oh... Yeah, maybe that part of the movie wasn't good, but man, Avatar was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have that. So it's a really odd phenomena for what it is.
I totally agree, and I can't believe they're doing 3 additional movies in this series.
At least.
I really feel like nobody wants these.
James Cameron does.
Yeah. Yeah, going back to the 3D craze, I have multiple groups of friends I see movies with, so Ben, you're one group. I got my Bible study friends. I got a different group of guys I see movies with. A couple different groups. And zero of the people that I have in these different groups, so multiple groups, multiple personalities, zero people like 3D. So I'm safe then, because I hate 3D.
Yeah.
I'll go out of my way. I'd rather not see the movie than see it in 3D.
I agree.
Oh, here we go. Speaking of events for Star Wars, how Star Wars is an event, Disney announced that they're doing a Star Tours edition, and that Star Wars seasonal events will be happening at their theme parks. Seasonal events. Is this going to be a live reenacting of the Star Wars Christmas special?
They already have a bunch of crap there. Like, if everybody's seen the video of Darth Vader dancing at Disney. It's so stupid.
All right, let's do something else. Let's do Pixar. Toy Story 4 I don't know if it was announced or if we just got more details. I feel like I knew it was coming, but it's going to surround or center around this love, this romance between Woody and Bo Peep.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say Buzz for a second.
Buzz and Woody are going to be on the search for Bo Peep. And those are the details we have so far.
Yeah.
Pixar's Dia de los Muertos film, titled Coco, has revealed their poster.
Huh.
So that's happening.
Saw a little Finding Dory action.
Yep, Finding Dory. Incredibles 2 was officially announced. Cars 3 was officially announced.
Are you serious?
Yep, that happened. Disney announced a new Jack and the Beanstalk musical. They're calling Gigantic, a musical Gigantic, coming in 2018.
Oh, yeah. They said it was going to be the definitive version of Jack and the Beanstalk. I don't think they actually know how fairy tales work. The whole idea of folklore is that there is no such thing as a definitive version, so Disney can just shut up.
And in some interview about Captain America Civil War, Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon, has this little quote that I don't think that the producers are going to love. He says, Captain America Civil War is more of a family dispute.
Right.
And I could see that being true, because in the comics, Civil War was a massive hero versus hero battle, like a huge team of heroes versus a huge team of heroes.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that in the movies. It's just basically going to be, like you said, in the past, Iron Man and Captain America having a philosophical dispute.
Right.
So that is all of the news I have coming out of D23.
Well, it's going to be a family dispute padded with about an hour's worth of previews for upcoming Marvel movies in the form of cameos, witty lines, and Easter eggs.
Ben, before we go on to other news, should we talk about this contest that you have put together?
Yeah, so we got our top 100 sci-fi movie countdown coming up.
That's right. We're actually pre-recording these as we speak.
Right, well, we're not right in the middle
now.
Of it. No.
This episode is news.
Yes.
This is not a countdown, but
that's correct.
Right when we're done with this, we're going to go ahead and record a few countdown episodes.
Yeah.
So, it's going great, by the way. So just watch for those in November and December.
So obviously all the ballots are in and counted and everything, but what we want you to do now is we want you to guess what the top 10 is going to be. Not what your picks for your top 10 would be, but what the top 10 are going to be as voted on by you and your fellow listeners. So you have until September 30th to make that guess. You can send it to me, Ben@thescifichristian.com.
Did you say September 30th or December? Because it's September.
September.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And even if you didn't vote, you can still enter this contest. And we have some fabulous prizes.
That's right.
We have a John Carter box.
It's a box of toys and books all based around John Carter. And Ben has said, if you don't love that, we will give that prize to second place, and then you can choose something for Ben to watch and review on our YouTube page, which is also a pretty good prize.
Yeah, I have a third prize now that you can choose. Okay, so here's what happened. I bought a Stanley Kubrick box set this last week that had 8 of his movies in.
Okay.
And 3 of them I already owned in like a mini box set, but it was one of those deals where it was cheaper to buy the 8 box set than to just rebuy the 5 individually that I didn't already own.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little thing with The Shining, 2001, and A Clockwork Orange. So that's available. But because of the R-rated nature of a couple of those movies, that one is 18+
okay.
only.
Good job, Ben.
Yeah.
And we do have, here's a little, do you want to tease what's coming up?
No. What is coming up?
A type of episode that we're doing that.
The X-Files?
No. You said you wanted to do an episode surrounding
Stanley Kubrick conspiracy theories.
Right.
So there's so many of these.
So just wait for that. That's going to be about a month away still, but it's happening.
Yeah. I have been doing a great deal of reading, and it's fascinating because even though I'm not a conspiracy theory guy and I don't really believe these, there's a fascinating thin line between film criticism and conspiracy theories when it comes to Stanley Kubrick's work, and especially the mysterious question of why did he die a mere 4 days after completing his final film, Eyes Wide Shut? Did he work himself to death? Or
is it a conspiracy?
Is it a conspiracy?
No, we talked about off the air teasing that episode in our X-Files episode as our real-life X-File.
Yeah, I think I can do it.
I was thinking maybe it'd be better to just have it just be its own episode and have a different real-life X-File. Is that cool?
I can do that. Good. Yeah.
So X-File episode coming next week, maybe.
That's right.
Have you watched any episodes yet?
No.
I've watched part of the first episode.
Okay, I'm going to get on it tomorrow.
All right. If you want to know the episodes you need to watch for season 6, write us at feedback@thesci-fi-christian.com. All right, Ben, what do we got here? What, you want to read some of your news?
Yeah, so a few people on Indiegogo are trying to raise $3 billion to actually build Minas Tirith.
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent us this on Facebook.
I don't think it's going to be successful. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah. David Lynch announced that he is going to be directing the entirety of Twin Peaks Season 3.
Yep, I heard that.
Which is a good thing. A fantasy story, not set in Middle Earth, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote.
Oh, shoot. Can I interrupt?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that the Twin Peaks TV show will be filmed as one movie.
Oh, that's good.
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't, but yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, sorry, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, so J.R.R. Tolkien, we have another unpublished story coming out. This one, apparently, a non-Middle-Earth fantasy story he wrote in his 20s.
Whoa, that's interesting.
So that'll be
exciting. You think I should jump on this bandwagon and read it when everybody else says right away?
Yeah, why not? Weren't you going to do that with Beowulf?
Yeah. I'm still going to read that someday.
Someday. Fox has come out and now clarified that X-Men and the Fantastic Four are set in separate universes.
I love this news.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah, I've got the exact quote here. So there has been all these rumors that the FF and X-Men would team up in some movie, and then Fantastic Four did horrible. So now the producers have, and here's a quote, have released a joint statement saying, they exist in parallel universes. The Fantastic Four live in a world without mutants, and the X-Men live in a world without the Fantastic Four. Crossing them over would be challenging, but we sure would love to see all those actors together the way we had them on stage at San Diego Comic-Con.
Translation, Fantastic Four needed to make about $100 million more for them to be in a shared universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is surprising news, but really funny based on everything that's been happening when it comes to Fantastic Four was released. We did talk a little bit about this in our behind the scenes episode, but in an official capacity, we haven't really talked about the debacle with Josh Trank and his tweet.
Right.
Yikes. Yeah, it's been, so go check out, if you haven't heard about that, check out our behind the scenes episode.
That's hilarious.
Man, Josh Trank definitely burning his bridges.
Burning the plank.
That's right.
Says Josh Trank. Patrick Stewart is going to be in Wolverine 3.
Yeah, I'm for this news. I like Patrick Stewart. Yeah, I'm still hoping for the Old Man Logan story.
I'm hoping we don't actually get a Wolverine 3.
It's going to be the last one, so let's just get it out there, get it over with.
We're not going to go see it, though, are we?
If it's Old Man Logan, I'll see it, but if it's like The Wolverine
2
or whatever, yeah, if it's like that movie, then no, I'll rent it. I'll see it, but I'll rent it.
Yeah, that was... Well, hey, we could have a bachelor party reunion.
Yeah, that would be good, because we did that for my bachelor
party.
That's
right.
Yeah, so.
DC has announced that they are planning a sitcom that they describe as The Office with superheroes. I don't think there's any middle ground on this. This is either going to work and be quite funny, or it's going to be absolutely dreadful.
Well, I think it's based on a comic that already exists, I think. So it's NBC has picked up the rights to this. It's a half-hour workplace comedy called Powerless.
Oh.
I'm just trying to check. I don't actually know if it exists already in comic form or if this is a brand new idea. But, I mean, it will exist basically the, you know, like we're talking about, this workplace comedy of people that don't have powers will take place in a world where there are superheroes.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see. Might be good.
Last thing I have, so I think we've heard about in the past, we're going to get a post-apocalyptic Zorro movie.
We covered this in season 1 of the Sci-Fi Christian.
I thought we had.
Yeah.
It's still coming.
Yeah, and now we hadn't heard anything for years, and now just today, as we record here, more new rumors saying, yeah, we're still doing this.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Why not? How much do you want to bet they want to have a Zorro cinematic universe?
Who are the other characters in Zorro?
I have no idea.
All right, should I roll through? I have a ton of news since we haven't recorded in 2 weeks.
I have very limited Zorro knowledge.
Yeah, me also.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read through this stuff. Let's only respond to the things we really care about. Otherwise, people, we're just getting the news to you.
Okay.
Here we go. Matt Ryan, who played Constantine on NBC, is going to play Constantine in the CW show Arrow because Constantine got canceled, but DC still loves that character.
Yeah.
So
that's not Doctor Who. Just so everyone knows. Different Matt Ryan.
Oh, okay. I don't know who No, you're thinking of Matt Smith.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. So Matt Ryan is not Matt Smith.
It's also the, not,
that's
yes,
the news. That's... Winona Ryder has confirmed that Beetlejuice 2 is actually happening.
I never saw Beetlejuice 1.
Me either.
Okay.
Tom Hardy is going to be bringing the Vertigo comic 100 Bullets to the screen.
Never read it.
Me either. Mark Miller's comic, Nemesis, is also heading to the big screen. Never even heard of that one.
No.
I heard of 100 Bullets, but not that one. Alex Kurtzman, a sci-fi Christian favorite here.
Oh, yeah.
Has promised that the Universal Monster Cinematic Universe will be a horror genre universe.
I like this news, not because I actually care, but because it's funny to me that this universe was supposed to have already started with Dracula Untold or whatever it was called. And now apparently that movie was not the start of the Monster Cinematic Universe after all, because it failed.
The Wachowskis Netflix series called Sense8 has been renewed for season 2, even though I've heard universally horrible reviews about this.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Netflix likes to renew things. I think they just go off of pure how many people clicked on it.
You know what? That's a better method than like a place like Fox. It just cancels great shows. So maybe that's okay.
Maybe.
Lego Movie's Chris Miller, who is also working on the Sony animated Spider-Man flick, as a reminder here, Sony has decided to share the live-action Spider-Man with Marvel, but they still are going to start a Spider-Man cinematic animated universe.
Right.
And he has said this will be not another Peter Parker origin story. It gets better. He goes on to say, I can't really talk too much about the project. Much like Han Solo, it is shrouded in secrecy. I guess he must be also working on that. So I can't really talk about it, but I will say it's not just another Peter Parker origin story that you've seen 400 times. It is something totally unique and different and not like anything you've seen. That's all I can say. And you're going to love it. Ben, is Matt right? Is it finally going to be Miles Morales on the big screen?
Oh, no.
That's my prediction, is that what he's getting at.
That would be another Spider-Man origin story.
What he's getting at here, he said this is not a Peter Parker origin story. I think what's happening is Miles Morales is going to be the star of the Sony animated Spider-Man cinematic universe.
Yeah, not going to happen.
All right. Bill Murray has joined on for the reboot of Ghostbusters, probably as a cameo, but he'll be there.
Well, that's good.
Let's see. Fox executives have confirmed that a live-action X-Men TV series is in development, but I've heard, Ben, and maybe you can help me with this.
Didn't we already report this?
I hope not, because...
can hear about it again. Who cares?
Let's just talk through this. I've heard that there's some sort of negotiations with Marvel, and that if Marvel... Because Marvel has the TV rights. Fox only has the movie rights. So... there could be some sort of trade that happens. So, again, this is all rumor, nothing fact here. But it's possible Marvel could say, here's what we'll do. You can have the TV rights, or we'll allow this TV show if you give us back the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or they'll maybe co-produce. I don't know. What do you think?
Fox is going to hold on to the Fantastic Four with everything they've got.
Okay. Why? Why do you think that?
I think they're just digging in their heels. And I love it because I think the Fantastic Four are stupid characters.
Oh, man, I love the Fantastic
Four.
Why?
They're so lame.
I appreciate what they mean to Marvel history. They were the first comic before Spider-Man, before Hulk, before Avengers, before Thor. It was the Fantastic Four. They kicked off the Marvel age of comics.
Yeah, but they're stupid.
I disagree again. Okay, let's move on. Yeah. CW has... cast Kid Flash Wally West in the new Flash TV show. Somebody from Insurgent's going to play that character. I don't know his name. Joel McHale has said season 6 of Community was the last season, but I'm guessing that there's still hope that a movie could happen. What do you think?
I haven't seen season 6 yet.
Oh, okay.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, medium amount. I feel like 1, 2, and 3 were great. 4 was horrible. 5 and 6 are okay.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Anna Beth Gish, who played Agent Monica Reyes in X-Files, is going to be a part of the reboot.
Oh, yeah, I saw this terrible news. If you're going to bring somebody back from those last two seasons, Doggett was a much better character. She was annoying beyond belief.
Okay. Batman versus Superman the movie that's coming out next year.
Right.
Aired for the executives at Warner Brothers, and guess what they did?
What's that?
Gave it a standing ovation.
Oh, man.
They love it.
See, that's what happened. And Zack Snyder's still alive. He didn't go the Stanley Kubrick route on that one.
Oh,
that's what happened to him. 4 days after he aired the movie for the executives was when he died.
There's a rumor here that Ben Affleck may have signed a, in quotes, golden deal with Warner Brothers, and that a Batman trilogy is in the works starring him.
And directed by him.
Yeah.
Which I don't like, because I'd rather, he's a very good director, I'd rather see him do non-comic book things.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, a movie that was on Netflix that I, even for free, I chose not to watch.
Right.
Is getting a sequel.
I don't think anyone actually saw this movie.
Sometimes I just don't get the news that we cover.
No.
Sleepy Hollow is a show that we've covered on the show, even though neither of us have watched it very much. I've seen the first episode of Sleepy Hollow. But they're doing a crossover event in October with Bones.
Yeah, I saw this, and it made me very glad I've never bothered to watch Sleepy Hollow.
Fox has confirmed that Prison Break.
Maybe that's their, you know, they're getting rid of the Headless Horseman, as we've already reported, to Sleepy Hollow, and they're adding in characters from shows that have nothing to do with it.
Fox has confirmed that Prison Break will be returning to their channel in 2016 as a sequel. I don't know how that's going to go. You know, I think we
break
did cover
out of the
this.
Prison again.
I'm starting to have a few worries that you may be right.
Yeah, we covered that for sure.
Yeah, I think I might. Here, let me just go to some news that I know we haven't covered.
That's a good plan.
Sometimes I forget to delete the news from last week before I start making my list of new news. Because I think this is the second time in about 2 months that I've started reading the same news again.
Wait, just let me, like, just at the end of it, when delete. We're done with the news, just Control A, highlight everything, delete, save. You're all set to go.
Here we go. MMA champ Ronda
Rousey
has been hard lobbying for the role of Captain Marvel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's been pushing this strongly. Would you like to see her in that role?
I barely know who she is.
Okay.
And I barely know who Captain Marvel is.
I'm against it.
Yeah.
Looks like the Blob is going to be appearing in X-Men Apocalypse. You know the Blob? He's an X-Men. Or no, he's a ex-villain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Kind of a Blob?
Kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting a reboot. It's in the works with Will Smith producing.
Everyone wanted this.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Speaking of Will Smith, we found out that he may not actually star in Bad Boys 3 and 4. He might only produce.
Oh, man.
I know. Is it even worth it?
Well, as long as they get Martin Lawrence back, I think we can all rest easy.
We're hearing from Shane Black that the Predator sequel will reinvent the franchise. Oh, sorry. That's not from him. That's from the producer, John Davis. But Shane Black is the director. So it's going to reinvent the franchise. Is this needed?
No. That's a franchise that should just be left to die.
Interesting news here. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is getting a reboot. This is... So, of course, this is a comic, but also it was a horrible movie from about 10 years ago.
It's not a good comic either.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen. But guess what? This movie is called League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but much like they rebooted Ghostbusters with a female cast.
Yep.
They want this reboot to be female-centric. So I ask you, Ben, will the title be League of Extraordinary Ladies?
Or maybe Gentle Women?
Who knows?
I don't think anybody wants to see that movie or any iteration thereof.
Ben, I don't know what to make of this news.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to tell you the headline and ask you what you think.
Okay.
The director of Spectre, the newest James Bond movie, Sam Mendes, has said that this new movie is the James Bond origin story. Now, Ben, this is the fourth movie in this franchise, starring Daniel Craig, but it's also like the 20-somethingth movie. So what?
Now, this seems unlikely.
So is this the new...
Wasn't that Casino Royale?
Yeah, Casino Royale kind of rebooted it.
Maybe they mean that they're going to move James Bond away from this kind of pseudo-realism they've done and more towards the cartoony James Bond?
So do you think, like, what they're trying to say is the four Daniel Craig movies were first, and now you could go to, like, Sean Connery and pick things up from there?
I think so.
I don't know. It's interesting that he said that.
So Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters did bomb domestically. But all those people overseas just ate it up to the tune of $170 million overseas, and that's why we're getting a second one.
Filming has begun on Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter spinoff. Yeah.
That one does star Matt Smith.
You're positive.
Of Harry Potter fame, yes.
Okay. There's an animated Scooby-Doo movie in the works at Warner Brothers. This is for theatrical release, not one of their straight-to-DVD releases.
Never really understood the appeal of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I get the appeal. I love that. I love that TV show. I watched, I forgot what it was called, but it was like Scooby-Doo as a kid. Remember that?
A pup named Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
I mean, it's basically about drugs.
Well, if you read between the lines, some
you don't have to read between the lines.
Feel that way.
I've read so many Scooby-Doo books to my kids, and Shaggy is high as a kite every second of every story.
I'm looking at the cast list here of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him. I don't see Matt Smith.
No, he's in there.
I think you're wrong. I think you should research that.
Okay.
Here we go. Next piece of news. There's a rumor going around that because Prometheus 2 is happening, it's going to be delaying Alien 5. Do you care?
No. Well, I do. I'm glad because I don't want Neil Blomkamp doing Aliens.
Sesame Street. Now, you and I talked about this off the air.
Yes.
But in a match made in heaven.
Yeah, he's in there. Okay. I'm looking at a headline. Matt Smith cast in Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts.
Okay. All right. I was wrong.
Question mark. Maybe it didn't happen.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Let me tell my joke.
Sorry.
Sesame Street is heading to HBO for the next 5 seasons.
Who could ask for anything more?
Now, I have heard the reasoning behind this is that PBS only partially funds Sesame Street. The other, most of the money comes from licensing things. So, like, all the Tickle Me Elmos and all the video releases, that's what really funds the show. So, they've been having financial problems for the last few years. This deal with HBO is going to allow them to keep going, and they get to produce more episodes per season, and they have a spinoff in the works with a potential third spinoff.
Yeah.
What I've heard is that with YouTube having a lot of the different videos right there, people aren't buying the videos anymore. They're just going online to watch them.
Right.
And so, Hulu has Sesame Street. So it's, they haven't been able to make the money they need. But you know what I'm hoping?
Game of Thrones, Sesame Street crossover.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Sesame Street, Sesame Seed.
Well, maybe that's like a throne, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So that's what they have to call it, Sesame Seed.
Bert and Ernie will be the leads in next year's True Detective, probably.
Exactly.
There's so much potential here.
But what I actually really want is Fraggle Rock to return. That originally aired on HBO, and I loved Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, speaking of HBO, I forgot the big news.
Let me just say this real quick.
Okay.
And this is the wrap-up Sesame Street. So how it's going to work is 9 months after the episodes air on HBO, then PBS can have those episodes. In the meantime, they're going to recut together already existing episodes that aired on PBS to sort of make new episodes, but really they're just, again, hodgepodging a bunch of episodes together to make a new one.
So if you have all the Sesame Street on VHS or something,
do not
already,
buy their next season.
You can make your own new episodes.
It would be like if we wanted a new episode of Sci-Fi Christian, but we couldn't get together. So I just took a bunch of random news from the last year, put it together.
Oh, we should do that sometime.
And just release it as... That'd be so much work.
Yeah.
Or if we take a bunch of different random conversations, just put them together.
Right.
Maybe we should do that. Just take some chunks and just say...
10 minutes.
10 minutes from our top 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's happening. Okay, what were you going to say? This is the big news.
This is huge, if it happens. But there's rumors again that a Deadwood movie might be coming.
Oh, yeah. I did hear this.
Oh, please, God.
This is like your favorite show.
Like, yeah. Here's how much I love Deadwood. If it meant getting a Deadwood movie, I would say cancel Game of Thrones tomorrow.
Wow.
No more, not a single more. I would sacrifice every episode of Game of Thrones going forward for a Deadwood movie.
That's
how good it is, yeah.
All right, Ben. Want to do this? Last news of the day?
Let's do it.
Last news of the day. Well, they continue to cast people in the Lego Batman movie that's going to be released in theaters.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis. 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 You think I swore?
I think you did.
I don't think so. We'll let the listeners be the judge.
Everyone rewind.
Galifianakis.
Yes.
Is that how you say his name?
That's certainly not how you pronounced it before.
He is cast as Joker.
Right.
You're just hoping that I swore on the air.
You did.
I'm almost positive I didn't, but we'll let the listeners be the judge.
I'm positive you did.
We'll let the listeners be the judge. What do you think about that? Do you like him in that role?
No, unless it's supposed to be a joke.
Well, it's supposed to be, it's an animated.
Yeah.
It's an animated Batman, so I think it is sort of funny.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So then you're for it. I think you got distracted by my potential swearing, but yeah. You don't even know what the news is.
No, no. Zach Galifianakis is the Joker at the Lego series.
Do you want some listener feedback?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you play the voicemails and I'll read.
Okay.
We got a few voicemails this week.
Man, do we have to play them all this week?
How many do we have?
I don't know.
I don't think there's that many. Here, I'll read something from Trevor while you look that up. Trevor writes in, one sci-fi depiction of the free will predestination debate I've always enjoyed is the scene between the architect and Neo in The Matrix Reloaded. So here we go. Spoilers for Reloaded. If you don't recall the scene, Neo is led into a room which resembles a TV control room, but it actually shows multiple versions of Neo reacting to the conversation with the architect. Ironically, I wouldn't really agree with this illusion of choice conclusion Neo makes at the end of the scene. My theory as portrayed through the scene is that God, being outside of time, can see and know every possible reaction to every possible situation at any given moment. Therefore, everyone is an elect if they accept the nomination. I hope this makes sense. I fear it's a bit rambling. Thanks for being my favorite podcast and letting me be a part of the conversation. Well, thank you, Trevor.
Yeah, thanks.
Great feedback there, and we love that you're tackling this theological debate that we had going on there. All right, let's play a voicemail. We have
two voicemails, so I think we can manage this. All right, fire away.
Hello, this is Matt Anderson calling in. I am currently listening to the Arkham Analysis episode. That's episode 382. And I just had a spoiler-filled insight into what could possibly happen.
Whoa.
So, again, spoilers here. Let this be the last listener feedback of the day.
Pause it.
So we've mentioned in this
Why?
Story.
It said let it be the last.
Oh, but we don't have to do what a listener says.
It's me. So that way we don't have to spoil Arkham for it. Let's play this. Okay. I have John's right here. You keep that ready.
Okay.
Here's John Wilkerson writing or with a voicemail.
Hey, guys. John Wilkerson here. Just wanted to give you guys a call, give you some voicemail feedback because you haven't been getting much lately. And say, keep up the great work. And I also have a topic suggestion. A lot of sci-fi movies depict Satan in various different ways, or, you know, Satan, the devil, Beelzebub, the Prince of Darkness, all these titles that he has. I don't know if you guys have covered this, but it would be very interesting to have you guys talk about Satan in the movies and talk about the nature of Satan. You know, some people believe he is a real entity, an actual entity. Others believe that the Satan is like it's a concept of evil in the world, and so it'd be interesting to hear conversations on that. That's it. I will call in my questions for you guys for your question thingy later on. Bye.
John, I've wanted to do this for years.
Yeah.
Don't worry. This is going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Robin from the UK wrote in and said, hello, in episode 378, you asked if anyone had listened to every episode of The Sci-Fi Christian. At the risk of boasting, I have to admit that not only have I done that, but I have them all saved on my iTunes.
Oh my goodness.
Even the time loops. I hope to get a bigger hard drive before you get to 1,000 podcasts, or I might have to resort to deleting my family photos and other stuff.
maybe we should set up a pool for Robin or something and chip in to get a nice external hard drive.
There we go. Robin, thank you so much for letting us know this. I want to let the listeners know we're still taking those emails, feedback@thescifichristian.com. Let us know. I'm just curious who's actually heard every episode, and maybe I'll read these on a different show because I know we're about to wrap up here for the night. But yeah. Two other people told me that they've...
I know Casey has.
Yeah, Casey.
Who else?
Casey, and I believe it was Michael. Not our writer, but a different Michael. I could be wrong about that. I'll check.
Oh, okay.
But now you make me feel like I should go check it out. Yeah. I'll check that while you're playing my voicemail.
Okay.
But thank you, Robin. Thank you, Casey.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you,
awesome.
Michael.
And Casey, well, Casey's claim to fame is maybe even bigger because
talk about it.
She has not only heard every episode of The Sci-Fi Christian, she has heard every episode of The Life Report.
I've got her email right here.
Too, yeah.
She says, I'm pretty sure I've heard all the episodes, but I think she's been a loyal listener for I mean, almost. Let's see, if we started in 2010 with The Life Report, we're about to hit 5 years of Casey listening to us talk every week.
Well, I know she listens to me because our friend Skip Crust was in town a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was staying with the Lawsons.
Okay.
Josh and Casey. And he was telling me that he woke up one morning in their house. And he's like, is that Ben? He like heard me talk. He's like, what's Ben doing over here at 7 in the morning or whatever? Well, it turns out Casey had the Sci-Fi Christian
on. Amazing.
Yeah.
What a great story. Thank you, Casey. And I'll find out who that other person was that has also been listening to us. You know, we have a new listener named CJ.
Yeah.
Have you seen him on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been really...
Yeah, he sent out a ballot for the top 50, and we exchanged some emails.
Okay, he's awesome. He's been super plugging our show, retweeting all of our episodes, recommending some of our episodes. I asked him which are some of his favorites since he's a new listener. He loved the Catholic Questions episode. He loved our Lewis versus Tolkien debate. He loved the 2011 highlights, which is kind of a funny one to pick.
Yeah.
Also, anything with Star Wars, Hobbit, or Lord of the Rings. So... and he said the Divine Do-Over. He loves that episode. So thanks, CJ. That's awesome that you're listening. I just became friends with you on Facebook today. So
all right.
Thanks for being there for us. And I mean, we have more. I have more feedback, and I do want to keep reading it, but let's...
We got to get to those countdowns.
Yeah, let's end tonight with my voicemail, which does spoil the storyline in Arkham Knight. So if you don't care about that video game, then listen on.
All right, here's the final 42 seconds of your voicemail.
Let me just play it. I got it right here, and it's mine's louder anyways.
Well, turn me up.
I'll shut yours off. I'll play it right here. Pause it for a second.
All right.
I just found it.
Hello, this is Matt Anderson calling in. I am currently listening to the Arkham Analysis episode. That's episode 382. And I just had a spoiler-filled insight into what could possibly happen. So, again, spoilers here. Let this be the last listener feedback of the day. So we've mentioned in this story for Arkham Knight that Batman is going crazy and that the end is ambiguous. We don't know exactly what happened with them. Here's what I think. If they've really closed the chapter on these Arkham games, and they do decide, Rocksteady that is, the company that made these games, if they do decide to produce a new set of games starring a different hero, guess what? Crazy Batman can be one of the villains, if not the villain, but probably just one of the villains. So Batman's gone crazy. He's no longer a hero. He is now a villain. I think this is a great idea. What do you think, Ben DeBono? All right, well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson, signing off.
Well, Matt, thanks for listening. First of all, we appreciate all of our listeners. I think it would be a cool idea. I don't see it actually happening, but, you know, great idea. So, you know, keep up the good work with listening to us, and let us know if you have any more thoughts. What do you think, Matt?
I think you said it all.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's the news and the listener feedback for this week. We'll be back next week with more. I'll try to do a better job at organizing everything that needs to be out there for you guys.
Well, you did a great job organizing.
Remember I was reading some news that we already read?
Okay.
A little repeat news.
Yeah.
I got to get better at that. So, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DeBono. We are back. Wait, we're gone.
Signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
Hello, and thank you for listening to The Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, thank you.
We really appreciate you, listeners, so thanks for being there for us. A few things we wanted to let you know on how you can get a hold of us. First of all, of course, our website is thescifichristian.com. We're on Twitter, @SciFiChristian, and we're on Facebook, again, searching The Sci-Fi Christian. But if you want to send in some feedback, you can call us at 612-4121-SFC and write us at
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
Another thing that we don't ask for that often but really helps is if you would take the time to go onto your iTunes and rate us on iTunes.
Yeah.
This is a great way for new listeners to find us and just to get the word out there about The Sci-Fi Christian. So if you like the show, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes. Ben,
don't leave us a low review, though. That does not help us find new listeners.
Ben, tell people the ways that they can find you online.
Reading the Suma YouTube, Ben DeBono Beer Show YouTube.
Two great shows.
Just
one about theology and Thomas Aquinas' Summa.
Yeah.
Theologica.
Yeah.
And one about Ben's love of beer and his advice and tips about beer and
how to drink
brewing.
It. Yeah.
So yeah, check those out. You can also tweet Ben at Ben DeBono Beer. You can find me other than at thesifichristian.com. You can also find me at comicbooktimemachine.com, where I have a podcast with two other friends. It's called Comic Book Time Machine.
Right.
Daniel Butcher's there. Ben Avery's there. We talk about comics, comic storylines, other things related to comic books.
Comic characters.
Yes, lots of things. So, yeah, we have guests on there sometimes. Maybe we'll even get Ben DeBono on the Comic Book Time Machine sometime.
Come on,
in the
talk
future.
About Garfield or something.
Yeah,
a real a comic one. Book classic.
Right. So, those are the ways you can find us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye.